It's a hot, sunny afternoon last week when Sergeant Chris Imhoff starts up his unmarked SUV in the parking lot of the Cook County Sheriff's Department in Maywood. He's hunting for revoked firearm owner's identification cards, known as FOIDs.
So the first guy was revoked for some sort of possession of a controlled substance or delivery of a controlled substance.
Imhoff wears jeans and a ball cap with a green shamrock on it. If it weren't for his gun and bulletproof vest, you might not even know he was a cop. But he's heading up a special team whose job it is to go out a couple times a week just to seize FOID cards from people who've had them revoked.
Hey, Dave, can you read me what he's revoked for?
Revoked for controlled substance trafficking.
If all this seems like overkill, three guys with guns and Kevlar going to get a plastic ID card, Imhoff says there's more to it than that. Somebody trying to buy a gun with a revoked card at a local gun shop, where a background check is required, would likely get caught. But Imhoff says there's still a lot you can get away with in Illinois without somebody checking whether a FOID is actually valid.
They can get ammunition, and they can also get the weapons on a private deal if somebody doesn't check to see if he's revoked. So, I mean, it's important to grab him.
So Imhoff and his team are going door to door to try and track down the nearly 3,000 revoked cards that are still floating around Cook County. And, more importantly, to ask people to hand over their guns.
The last tip, he's supposed to be in possession of a Mossberg shotgun.
There's still a potential that he has a gun, he has his card, but we won't really know until we actually have contact with him.
We roll down a tree-lined street in suburban Melrose Park and pull up to a white house with a chain-link fence. I stay in the car while the three officers walk past a row of bushy green hostas and knock on the front door. After a few minutes of knocking, there's still no answer. So they leave a note telling the person with the revoked card to give them a call. Now, if all this seems a little polite for police work, it's because local law enforcement in Illinois don't actually have the legal authority to seize this person's gun, even if they had their FOID revoked for beating their spouse or being mentally ill.
We're asking them to voluntarily hand their weapons over to us. They really don't have to.
Experts and advocates say this is a problem that pervades Illinois' gun licensing system. Yet it's one of the few things people on both sides of the polarized gun debate seem to agree on, that certain groups of people shouldn't have guns. But in Illinois, there's no uniform mechanism for anyone to go and get them.
Honestly, I would challenge you to find an issue that is more outrageously insane than this one.
Cook County's Democratic Sheriff, Tom Dart, says he launched this gun team back in February when he first learned about the holes in the FOID revocation process.
If the system were to work completely the way it's set up to work, all we got is your card. We could care less about the fact you're sitting on an arsenal of guns and you clearly shouldn't be within a million yards of a gun.
Dart says the whole process is set up to fail. When the state police initially revoke somebody's FOID card, they simply send a letter in the mail requesting that it be returned. And that's usually it, says Mark Walsh with the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence.
You're supposed to voluntarily surrender your FOID card.
Like on the honor system?
Pretty much. And that's one of the problems that we have.
If you read Illinois' current laws, Walsh says everything looks fine. People who are judged to be mentally ill, who are convicted of a felony or have a restraining order against them, they're supposed to have their FOID cards revoked by the state police. But in practice, more than 60% of the revoked cards are still out there. And Walsh says it's impossible to know how many of those people still have their guns because the state does not track firearms.
To say that it's keeping people safe, I would have to say no. I mean, I think we really need to put the time and money into fixing the system.
Both the Cook County Sheriff and the Chicago Police Department now have special teams that hunt down revoked FOID cards and any guns people might be hanging on to. But some of the biggest law enforcement agencies in Illinois say they've never even asked for information about revoked FOIDs, and the Illinois State Police don't offer it up.
Everybody, including the chief, was kind of shocked that we have 187, outstanding.
This is Lieutenant Pat Hoy with the Rockford Police Department, referring to the number of revoked FOID cards from his town that are still out there, according to the state police. Hoy says that's the kind of data local law enforcement should know about.
If Alex Keefe's a badass, and now we realize, oh my God, he's got a revoked FOID, which means he probably has guns, and if we suspect he's doing, in narcotics or gang crimes, well, that would be good intelligence information to know.
Nobody I talked to blamed the Illinois State Police for failing to retrieve revoked FOID cards, even though the law says it's their responsibility. But there are just about 25 people working in the FOID office, and they're dealing with a record number of applications, in addition to the thousands of revoked cards. WBEZ repeatedly requested interviews with the person in charge of FOID and with Illinois State Police Director Hiram Grau. The agency refused those requests, but here's Grau talking back in January.
Our issue with the FOID unit is quite frankly funding. We continue to experience retirements. We're manpower-wise in our FOID unit, it's very, very low.
Spokeswoman Monique Bond later added that state police sometimes notify local law enforcement of especially urgent FOID revocations, but not all of them. And Bond says state troopers also work with federal agents to retrieve guns and revoked cards as part of their larger mission to collect illegal firearms. But she says they don't track how often that happens. Still, advocates say the FOID system needs an overhaul before the state lets people carry concealed weapons. Tom Dart, the Cook County Sheriff, is pushing bills in Springfield to give local law enforcement the power to seize guns from people who've been revoked instead of relying on the state police.
Otherwise, what you're going to have is you're going to have individuals who now also have a concealed carry permit in addition to their FOID card. That's been revoked, and no one's getting those guns either, and they're carrying them all around the streets as well. So, this will be complete and total chaos.
Back in the suburbs, Sheriff Dart's gun team has visited a handful of homes in just a couple of hours, but still no luck on getting any revoked FOID cards or any guns. Not from the guy who was revoked for child pornography or from another guy revoked for unlawful use of a weapon. But then Sergeant Chris Imhoff's radio starts to crackle.
What I was just about to tell you is that they went to the one guy's house.
You guys went.
And
number 100.
Oh, there's number 100 right there.
What was it?
That was our 100th gun that they're going to get right now.
Fire buddy.
They're just singing.
But the singing doesn't last long before we're on to the next house, because Imhoff says there are still thousands of revoked FOID cards out there, and who knows how many guns. I'm Alex Keefe.